Daily News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Kremlin's warning that President Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles adds fuel to the fire of the war.
The 19th of November is 1,000 days of this war.
Marta Farion is with the Ukrainian World Congress and lives in Chicago.
Let us not forget that when Russia invaded Ukraine and started this war, they were sure that in 3 to 5 days they were going to take over the country.
Ukraine says Russian missiles today struck the cities of Sumy in the north and Odessa in the south, killing at least 21 people. More Israeli strikes on Lebanon's capital today, at least 5 killed in a residential area near Parliament and the UN headquarters. Yesterday's strikes on central Beirut killed 10 people, including a Hezbollah media spokesman. At the same time, the militant group's been firing on northern Israel. Rescue services say one woman was killed in the city of Shafarim. The U.S. and international mediators are still trying to negotiate a ceasefire, but Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield tells the UN,
despite public claims to the contrary, Hamas has refused to engage on any of the numerous proposals put forward in the past 8 weeks. Indeed, Qatar has expressed its frustration at Hamas's unwillingness to engage seriously.
President Biden's requesting nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, he says the money's urgently needed. And Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy, but David Koenig reports it's telling customers they shouldn't see any differences and can keep booking.
The troubling news is that this might cause passengers to worry, you know, if I buy tickets for a flight 3 months from now, are they really going to honor it? And you could see passengers, rather than booking on Spirit, will go to another airline.
This is AP News. Grocery chains competing to fill your Thanksgiving table.
Walmart has a 29-item offer of frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves 8, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not, because you know you have other bills and things that are coming up now?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for 4 people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals. There are a lot of retailers that are offering bundles out there, but you can also shop with store brands and a mixture of some name brands and still save money.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save